Shreya, I do want to ask you.
Yeah.
Do you have Black Panther plans?
No, I haven't.
Oh. Because mine fell through.
Oh, okay. When are you going to go?
I don't know. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Yay! Okay. I'm so happy. When do you want to go?
I don't mind. Is it out in cinemas now?
It's out on Tuesday, which is my birthday.
Is it?
Yes, but I finish quite late on Tuesday. I finish at 6. So, what are you free? And I think it's sold out on Tuesday everywhere.
Fair enough.
Are you fair free enough. Wednesday?
Wednesday is my friend's birthday, so I don't.
Ooh, Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday I could do next Saturday. What's next Saturday? 17th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so your birthday's 13th of February.
Yes.
Ah, oh, right. I'll remember that.
Oh.
I know someone else who's 13th of February. Is it someone at uni?
Oh, really?
No, maybe it's someone from school. I think it's someone from school.
Oh, exciting. Yeah.
Are you excited? Are you going to do something?
Am I excited?
No. No. I wasn't either.
I'm not that excited. I'm going to have a few friends around. No, we're going to get pizzas.
Yeah.
I was quite disappointed. No, my really good friends dropped out.
Oh.
I know. They were going to come from London.
Oh.
And they couldn't come. They really, yeah, it was just the whole, it's, and so now I'm really not that excited. I was, but now I'm like,
just another day in the year.
Yeah.
No, that's how I felt.
I really?
Yeah.
I'm just so underwhelmed. Because I don't know why.
My birthday is like a week after New Year's.
And yeah.
Everybody's still just quite tired.
Yeah.
No one ever wants to do anything.
That's true.
I don't want to do anything.
And January is just kind of meh. And January this year was like, it was really
long.
It was long. Yeah. I love the tweets.
How is it still Monday? How is it still January? There's been five Mondays.
Literally though, it went on forever.
Ever, yeah.
So I just treated February as like my new year. Because January was just sort of a drag and I wasn't really like,
was.
I was just stressed and I had deadlines and I don't know, I was just so uninspired.
Oh, same.
And I was just waiting for it to end, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
So I felt a lot more refreshed in February, to be honest.
Ready to be 22.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Anyway.
Yes.
Welcome to Off Topic.
Hello.
Hi. So our new segment is Twitter Moment of the Week. Not necessarily related to the topic of the show, which we'll get into.
Mine is slightly related, but I did see another one.
Well, I can make it relevant. So my Twitter Moment of the Week was... Oh, there are just so many, but one of them was so this week Kim Kardashian uploaded yet another selfie. I love a celeb drag.
So do I. Like, who doesn't?
I live for them. Like, whenever a celebrity is trendy on Twitter, it's never for a good reason, I swear. So yeah, this week Kim uploaded like a new selfie. I don't know if you saw this.
Oh, yeah.
And North took it.
Really?
North took the photo. Like, it was like a topless selfie. And like
North took it? Yeah. I didn't see that.
She was like, taken by North. And everyone was like, no.
Oh my gosh.
No, Kim, this is not right. I don't know. What do you think about that? Because on one hand, I was like, well, North's obviously seen her mum, like, naked. Like, it's not that weird. What is North? Like, 3 years old. She's probably seen her mum topless.
Yeah, probably. Like, it's not that weird for a child to see their mother, because, you know.
Yeah. But I think what was... at first I was like, this is not that big a deal. But I think it's the fact that she took the photo.
Yeah.
And it's obviously, like...
She's posing for it, and she's like, North, take the photo.
Yeah. I felt a certain way about that,
yeah.
As did many
Many
others.
People.
It was not.
I remember, you know, when North was quite young, like a little baby?
Yeah.
She had a photo that she cropped North out of, and everyone was like, why have you just cropped your baby out of this? Because she's like holding her to the side, and she was like, everybody that's saying, why have I cropped my baby out? It's because she had her eyes closed.
Oh,
and it was
God.
A good photo of me. And that was
honest.
Her justification. Yeah, honest. But the thing is, I don't know, sometimes she... she tries to play the, like, every woman card, like, you know, I can do what I like. Every woman can do what they like.
Yeah.
And then sometimes she's just, like, really horrible to people.
Yes.
And so,
That's how I feel. That's why I don't... Kim's probably my least favourite Kardashian.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's because my least favourite.
You know all of the stuff with, like, Chloe Moretz when she had that naked picture
ages
ago.
See, I was kind of on the side of... I think I was on the side of Kim. I can't remember. What was this when Chloe Moretz...
Chloe Moretz, in response to that initial naked photo, was like, you know, you should understand that you're a role model for women and you should take your platform and use it well. Blah,
oh,
blah,
I remember.
Blah.
I agreed with Chloe Moretz, but then I thought Chloe Moretz was being a bit of a hypocrite because she's had, like,
yeah,
similar photos.
But then Kim was like, oh... Yeah, thanks for your input. Really enjoying your nylon cover.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And then Chloe shared that photo that wasn't Chloe Moretz that had her, like, genitals out.
Oh.
It was like a rat. It was someone else, but it had been photoshopped. Chloe had found it online, thought it was Chloe Moretz, posted
that
it.
That is...
Like,
see,
in a
that's...
swimsuit. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Not good.
Not good. Another person who got dragged on Twitter this week.
Yep.
Amy Schumer.
Look, I there's something about Amy Schumer that I can't take. I love the film Trainwreck. I find it really entertaining.
I liked Trainwreck. I really liked... Read Amy Schumer's book is really good.
I've not read it.
I don't find her funny, but I respect her as, like, a comedian, even though I don't personally,
yeah,
like, find anything...
Yeah, I respect that she's...
Yeah,
she's...
I don't have to find her funny to, like,
yeah, she's speaking
her.
What... She's speaking about what she wants to speak about.
Yeah.
Some
people enjoy it, so...
Exactly, some people like... enjoy it. Do you know what? Sometimes I do enjoy it, but then every time that you're, like, mid-laugh, she just goes too far and you're like, oh...
Yeah!
You've
ruined
it.
I do feel like that.
You've ruined it.
I do feel like that. I think that's why I don't find her... Yeah, she was on Graham Norton, and she would just say things and it would be funny, and then, yeah, and then she takes it that one step...
Too far.
Where then it's just not... Yeah, it's
yeah.
not funny.
And I group her together with, like, Lena Dunham.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
she's higher than Lena Dunham. Because she hasn't done anything overtly...
Yeah, she hasn't done anything ridiculous. There's
she's
just
not funny, and that... Well, I don't personally find her funny, and that's not, like, a crime.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
People, like, treat it like it is.
But I think Trainwreck was underrated. I think her and Bill Hader have such weird chemistry.
Bill Hader's great.
Yeah,
have
I think
seen
he's really
Inside
funny.
Out?
I've not, but I used to enjoy his bits on SNL with Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, he's a good one. But Amy Schumer got dragged. Did you see? She's got a new film coming out called I Feel Pretty.
I've not seen.
So watch the trailer. Basically, they have she's like, she has, like, low self-confidence, whatever. I hope, by the way, I hope not all her films are about this.
Mm.
You know, like,
fulfilling your low self-confidence,
yeah,
in men,
but,
and, yeah.
And then she's, like, at an exercise class and she bumps her head and suddenly she looks in the mirror and she's like, oh my word, I am beautiful. And then she, like, applies for this job as a supermodel.
Okay.
And Naomi Campbell's, like, the interviewer. And it actually looked so funny. And there was this one bit where she was, oh, I've forgotten her name, the only black woman on SNL who got fired / quit, no one knows. But she was...
she was on it recently, wasn't she? Like, in the last 5 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
think she quit last
name?
Year. Or got fired 2 years ago or something. But she's in the film. It's just so funny when... Amy Schumer's like, oh my word, I'm beautiful. And she just gives her a really questionable look.
Is it the young black woman or Leslie She's, Jones?
No, not Leslie
okay.
Jones.
It's the younger one who used to play, like, Michelle Obama.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Leslie Jones. Leslie Jones, does she still do SNL?
I think she's still on it.
Okay, so they have one black woman. Well done.
Oh.
But Amy Schumer got dragged, and I want to know what you think about this, because I actually thought...
Why did she get dragged for?
Because they were like... she's conventionally beautiful. Why is Amy Schumer trying to, like, appeal to loads of... People were quite upset about it.
Oh, the recent black woman on SNL, was her name Sashir?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, today's topic...
It's, I think, long overdue, because...
I'm so excited to talk about this.
Yeah.
Because I think we're both quite passionate about this.
Yeah.
Because we've tried to... record this episode 4 times.
Is it four now? Let's this not.
I don't want to
Let's
count.
Not jinx it.
It's three or four.
Yeah.
So, and you'll hear in our bloopers episode, like, clips of episodes that we won't, that we lost or...
That were lost along the way.
But I think this is the perfect time to talk about it because so much more has come
has
out.
Happened, yes. So...
so much more has come... So, anyway, guys, we're talking about the Time's Up movement.
Yeah, Time's Up, Me Too.
All that jazz.
All of that jazz. Women in Hollywood and also... in other industries that are coming
women
forward.
Everywhere
women everywhere
I don't even know where to start.
I think I want to start with, we've got to touch on Weinstein because that was the catalyst.
Okay, let's talk about that, because also the I think the first person to complain about Weinstein, the person who like sold the first story to the New Yorker,
yeah,
was Rose McGowan,
yeah, to Ronan Farrow, yeah, in the New Yorker,
and she basically said that Harvey Weinstein raped her,
yeah, in the late 90s at like Sundance Festival, I think it was.
Okay,
she claimed that she had told her manager, Jill Messick, I think her name.
Okay,
and she said that she told the manager that it was rape, and the manager didn't accept it to be rape and said, no, you were assaulted, but still told the production company and said, she's been assaulted, you need to sort this
rape
out.
Type of assault. Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's when she got her settlement from Miramax in the late 90s. And
it's just crazy that no one heard about this.
I know, it's madness. And the amount of settlements that he made.
Mm.
And because this has been brought into the forefront and been talked about in the mainstream a lot, her manager, Jill Messick, has been talked about again and again and again and has never been able to come out and like defend herself. And I found out yesterday that she had committed suicide.
Okay.
Because of all of the media storm around her. I think she'd been struggling with depression, anyway, and she'd been in a really bad place, I think about 5 years ago. Her family released a really long, very interesting statement.
Okay.
Basically saying, so, look, Weinstein and McGowan, you've both like not acted very well in this. Weinstein keeps just denying everything and using other people in his denials. So he used one email from Jill Messick to basically say it was assault and not rape, and one email from Ben Affleck, who was working with them at the time, saying, yeah, Rose never told me about anything, I don't know anything about this. And Harvey Weinstein's team is just trying to patch everything together and say, you know, these people are saying I haven't done anything, so I haven't, there's no proof, I haven't done anything. But if there's that many women coming forward and it's happening in the same patterns, you can't say.
I think Harvey Weinstein would be, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, no.
No, I was just going to say, I think it would be, it would serve him best to just admit what
exactly
has happened. Because now what's happening is he's been fired from his company.
Mm.
But obviously he still makes money from his company.
Yeah,
they can't.
Be.
It's his name, for crying out loud.
Yeah. And his brother's not really going to cut him off, is he?
Yeah, exactly. So his brother had like 30% of the company and Harvey had 70.
Oh.
And what's interesting is if you look at their filmography, so, and I was like, so, when I heard about all of this, I was like, okay, he's been fired, but it's not really going to affect them, like the company.
Yeah.
Because the company produces like so many films.
Yeah.
Like, I think last year they produced 5 of the Oscar films.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So they produce, and they produce a lot more than you even realize. Because I think I was just so used to like the Weinstein company. You don't realize how many until you look at their filmography. And I'm like, I've seen like every Weinstein film.
Yeah, and they must own a lot of subsidiaries.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
So, but what's interesting is, I didn't think it would affect them. This year, you go on their filmography, nothing. Literally, like, no films planned. Normally, you see, like, what's coming out for the year, or at least up till about May, June time.
Yeah.
Literally zero. They're not producing anything this year.
It would be career suicide to say, I'm making a film with the Weinstein Company. They need to, like, they need to have a new...
But I think it would help the company if Harvey just admitted what he's done.
Yeah, because he's trying to claim it's sex addiction and he's not a monster and a rapist.
Just admit what you've done. You're not coming back.
Yeah.
And it will help your company. Like, the company will probably start. His ex-wife, so yeah, he's just got divorced, yeah, or getting divorced. His ex-wife had to drop out of Fashion Week, and she's suffered like dropping, well,
exactly, because no one's gonna wear her clothes anymore.
No, because like, they also found out that he would make all the actresses wear her clothes. Wear Marchese, that's how everyone, yeah, heard about.
Yeah, because Marchese came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it did. And I, oh my gosh, I remember.
And it was young, pretty actresses. Blake, yeah, Lively on the red carpet, and you're, oh, what's she wearing?
Literally, I remember like going on their website when I was younger. Like, yeah, oh, their dresses are so nice.
Yeah.
But they did come out of nowhere, now that I think,
exactly,
about
it. And it was two quite young women, British women, yeah, and you were thinking, how have they made such a big leap? And I've never heard
very
of
very young
of them
British women, yeah, suddenly being worn on all red carpets. Like, yeah, it's so weird.
It was strange. And
so
now
everyone
all
just has
up,
like a, ooh, about it.
With him, I always wondered why people used to thank him so much, why he would always be at the awards
shows.
Okay,
I found out in the Oscars, he was thanked. I think he was the second most thanked person after God.
Yeah.
And after him was Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And there's a compilation.
Insane. And who thanks the producer? Like, it's very rare. Because the producers aren't normally, the production company, like the owner of the production company is not normally on set.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of weird to thank the production company, not even the producers, like, yeah, the company. Like, it's just weird when
and
you think about it.
There's a video on YouTube that's quite interesting of all of the people thanking him in speeches. And there's one with Richard Gere that I can't remember what he calls him, but it kind of alludes to him being a bit of a menace.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And everyone's like, Richard Gere knew. And then there's one where Meryl Streep is like, I want to thank God, also known as Harvey Weinstein. And now that feels so weird to hear it, like, I want to thank God, yeah, Harvey Weinstein.
Mm.
Like, the power, the control that he had. I always found
and
it so weird.
And I think
weird.
A lot of men have in Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Hollywood was, if you think, Hollywood is very much run by men in terms of directors, producers, writers. It's such a male, like, you don't realise it's such a male-dominated industry.
Yeah.
It's only now that you're having people, like, women who are, like, interested in writing or starting up their own production companies. But it's a long time coming, but it is quite surprising, like, very established actresses now are starting to, like, Reese Witherspoon started a production company. Yeah. By the way, I finished Big Little Lies.
Did you enjoy it?
It's so good.
Yeah.
Have you finished?
No, I see. I have them recorded at home.
You need to finish.
So I don't have access to it here unless I try and find it illegally.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch it through legal means.
So I need to either, like, get my Sky Go password or go watch it at home. But I need to finish. I've got two episodes, I think.
It's so good.
The thing
good.
Is, I've read the book, so I know
what
happens.
You know what happens. Yeah, it's... Oh, my gosh. Alexander's... And Meryl's coming back. Meryl's coming back to TV as his mum.
Oh, is that the role?
Yeah.
Oh.
See, at first I was like, I don't want Meryl to be someone's mum. Like, let's give her something juicy. But because he was such a troubled person.
So is it a prequel?
I don't know. That I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he's coming back, so I reckon it's a sequel.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, sorry. What were you saying?
So, yeah, I was just talking about Weinstein and how I, when I was younger and used to, like, I enjoy watching awards shows. I don't know why. Sometimes
Same.
When I've never even seen the films, I'm like, yeah, go.
I'm so excited about this year's Oscars. I'm trying to watch everything before.
I need to watch a few of them because I haven't seen any. But I always found it weird that he took such a front seat role in these shows. Like, he was always somehow mentioned or on camera or alluded
weird.
To
yeah.
It was weird and
it
was
is thinking... weird when you think about it, because you're not even thanking the producer, you're thanking, like, the company, which is very rarely thanked.
Yeah. So maybe it was a widespread thing that everybody knew. I'm struggling to except the fact that lots of people saying, oh, yeah, I never knew, but if I knew, I would have done something.
I genuinely think most people knew.
Yeah, they must have. But it's like...
But it's one of... But in, like, in real life, you just sort
you,
of
there's certain
ignore,
guys that you know about, yeah.
You know about, and they're like, dodge, and you kind of... You just do what you have. You just stay silent to get ahead, because, you know, you want... At the end of the... And I don't blame them. Like, you want a job.
And if you know that's the only way to get through and get to the top, then sometimes you're forced into just keeping quiet. Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like Rose McGowan could speak out. No disrespect to her.
Yeah.
At all. But I think she had less to lose.
Yeah.
Because she's not really in Hollywood anymore.
Yeah. Well, that she says that after having that settlement with him in the late 90s, that ruined her career. Like, that tainted her career. She was saying that she would wake up in the middle of the night thinking of the attack, and she wasn't getting jobs anymore. So she obviously was very, very scarred by it. But there are some things that she'd been saying in between the time when that happened and she came out and came forward.
Yeah.
Some people are saying that she said some transphobic things, some things that are not so savoury.
Yeah.
And there are some suggestions that the way that she handled the whole thing may have contributed to her former manager taking her life. I'm not saying that she did.
Well, here's my thing, because I think I've seen some backlash on her as well. And I think, I don't know. This is like that SNL sketch.
It's if you haven't seen it, the SNL sketch when they're going out for dinner, it's, what is it, Will Ferrell? I can't remember what the sketch is called, but it's literally everybody sitting around the table and having a nice time. Then someone mentions
the whole Aziz Ansari thing, which we will get to, and it will sound very similar. Oh. And this is like the fourth, this is the second time we're going to try and talk about Aziz. But with Rose McGowan, this is the thing. She's been sort of tainted as being really difficult. And I think this is it's actually wrong. Like, this whole, people who are like for Me Too still are against her. Like, have you seen that?
Yeah, there's like a bit of a hierarchy of Me Too supporters.
Exactly.
Like, you've got the Time's Up girls who were wearing black and with their activists at the top.
And then there are people who weren't invited.
People who weren't invited, and then Rose McGowan at the
bottom. She started the whole thing, and whether she said transphobic things or not,
she spoke out, yeah, completely.
And she, no one deserves.
And no one else spoke out until she did
it. To be raped.
Yeah, no.
Exactly.
No.
So, like, why does it even... Okay, she's a problematic person.
Yeah,
let's put that
I think
aside.
What we're
talking about, like, it's not really related.
Yeah, I agree. Because I was just... When I was reading the statement from her manager's family after she had died, they were basically saying, like, Weinstein and McGowan, you have handled this badly. Which I guess they're upset and they've got their right to say that.
Do you think she's handled it bad? I don't think she's handled... She's just spoken her truth. Like,
yeah.
I don't think it's... I think, obviously, Weinstein's just lying. So.
Weinstein is just continually lying through his teeth.
But why are we still trying to hate women? Like, why are you trying to group her with him?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Handled what badly? Like...
Well, I think it was because her manager's name got brought into the...
Well, it should have.
Weinstein.
She should have protected her and she didn't do her job. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's the whole thing about her manager was saying she never said it was... She never told me that she got raped. She said that she got assaulted. And that is the tension there, because I think in the story that went round, it was like, I told her that she got raped and she...
But I think any kind of assault is... wrong.
Exactly. And her manager did accept that and went straight to the company.
Yeah.
So that's where the tension is, that, and I think that's why her manager's family are upset.
But I don't know. I think it's weird that I would have the same reaction, to be honest. So I don't know why it's like, well, it's kind of her saying like, well, she didn't tell me it was rape, it's kind of like, well, it's just a technicality. Do you know what I mean? And it's just like, what does that matter?
You still let it happen. You still you still arranged for her to meet him.
It's your manager's job to get you jobs.
Yeah.
So like, what was she doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's sad that Rose McGowan is only getting listened to if she is getting interviewed. Like, I know that she's been getting interviews on
The View,
and yeah, I saw that last week, and she's got her E! Show and stuff. It's sad that it's taken so long for people to actually start listening to her.
Yeah.
And I think it's really sad that a lot of these women who are saying that they're pioneering the Time's Up movement have kind of pushed her to the side.
Yeah.
because they think, you know, she's unhinged, she's crazy, she can't come and talk here. Because who was it? Salma Hayek and
Uma Thurman.
There was who attended something. Ashley Judd and Salma Hayek went to Time's Up together. No, to Golden Globes together as part of Time's Up. As women who had spoken out, they were representing the women who like weren't there because they were nominated. They were there because they were speaking out.
Yeah.
And surely they could have brought Rose McGowan into that.
Definitely. I think there's still a bit of a whole, we don't like her, so we won't include her.
Yeah.
And people forget that she was the first person to talk about Harvey Weinstein. Mm. Publicly.
Exactly. And I think Uma Thurman's case is also really interesting. Like,
I love Uma Thurman.
Just because she worked with Tarantino a lot, that, you know, they were best mates.
Yeah.
But it shows something very different was going on.
Yeah.
But
I think this is only going to change if we just have more women in, like, executive roles in Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think men now are obviously very cautious, but I think they're just scared. Like, I think it's just fear. I don't think it's hard for me to think that people's minds have changed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think people now are just scared. they're scared
of doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of their careers, not because they've like changed their minds. Because there was this whole thing as well about James Franco.
Oh.
Now, we all have heard that James Franco is a bit dodge, haven't we? Like, the fact that
everybody knows that he's a bit dodgy,
and all his films are like him making out, like having sex with people, like all the films that he's written, he writes and brings out like 4 films a year, but they're all a bit questionable. I'm like, why are you always having sex with people who are like 18 in your films? And then obviously in real life, there was that whole thing on Twitter.
Yeah, because I've not watched that film with Emma Roberts, but it does sound...
Palo Alto. It's not very good.
It sounds just a bit bizarre.
It's quite bizarre. And then there was that whole thing about, because he was a lecturer at New York University, and there was that whole thing about how he had like a class. And normally when you have a naked scene in a film, you still have... like these
modesty patch,
yeah. And he didn't want anyone to wear them, which I'm just like, why?
Weird, very very weird.
And then if you didn't want to wear them, you would get fired.
That raises questions about why are NYU letting him take classes,
because it's like not, it's James Franco.
Yeah, but if they're not going to like police it, if they're not going to give him the same rules as everyone else, because I doubt that there are
that's
other
allowed
teachers, yeah,
in the industry, yeah. Full stop.
Exactly. So why put him on a pedestal just because he's James Franco? You can make the rules up. That these are young, vulnerable people, whether it's men or women.
Yeah.
So NYU, you've got some questions to answer, as well as him, obviously.
What frustrates me is that he's like denying it and joining them.
Let me wear the badge. Yeah.
That's what annoys me so much.
But then again, who else wore the badge? Aziz Ansari.
Let's talk about Aziz. We're gonna try. We can do this. I've changed my mind since talking to you last.
Right, can you just explain your opinion? Because I'm still unsure of where I sit on this.
Okay, so we all know what happened to Aziz, so don't make me explain that. My opinion is... I'm just trying to gather my thoughts. I'm just trying to think what my opinion actually is. Okay. So, it was... What happened... was not sexual assault. However, it is, and I don't, from what she has described, I do not believe that she was in danger. I do believe that she was uncomfortable.
Yes.
And I think that is, we still need to have that discussion, because that whole idea of, we still live in a society where men don't really understand that no means no.
Mm-hmm.
So I still think that we need to have that discussion. It is quite important, because I think the reason people are struggling with it so much is because we are so used to being like, well, yeah, obviously a guy's just going to pester you for sex if he's naked. But like, that's not really Right. Like, yeah. I think we're just used to it.
Yeah.
Which is why she's getting backlash.
Yeah.
So we still need to have that conversation. What I think was wrong of her was to group, was to put it to, it's not part of the sexual assault conversation.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe that she was assaulted.
Yeah, it's part of the, just the wider thing that everyone expects a guy to just, like, be really, really keen. Like, I remember I said to a friend.
And I do think if you're not in danger.
Yeah.
Then verbal cues, please.
Yeah.
Like, it's annoying that we even have to explain it. Yeah, I get, and it's, that.
Saying that verbally is awkward, but you just got to do it.
Yeah, like, to avoid this. Like,
yeah, you've just got to do it. But there's even times when, you know, a guy is being very, like, not forceful, but just, like, keen.
And pushy.
Just over-enthusiastic. And you've just got to be like, no. And then you tell
him. And if you don't feel... If it's just awkwardness, like, you do need to just say no.
But then if you tell a friend, they'll go, yeah, but most guys are like that, aren't they?
And
over enthusiastic, keen. Yeah, it's
pushy.
Fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
So we need to have that conversation. It's important. But what is wrong, I actually think it was wrong of her to put it as, to add it to the Me Too.
Add it to Me Too.
Because then what happened was, now Aziz is basically in hiding. Like, he was nominated for 2 other awards and didn't go.
Yeah.
Do you know what was really awkward? He was nominated for, I think it was a Critics' Choice Award or, like, SAG. I can't remember.
Yeah.
No one clapped when they said his name. And they clapped for James Franco, because James Franco was sitting... James Franco was there.
James Franco, I can't believe James Franco went.
Literally, he is so bold in his... it's just so deep. Like, he just doesn't care. Like, he's so unashamed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm so surprised that none of them clap, because did they not read the article?
This, I mean, it's already tainting his career.
It's a cringeworthy, uncomfortable, horrible article of, yeah, he was just very persistent, and I felt...
But then when you add the Me Too, I'm like...
But
I don't know if that's what the Me Too movement is about.
Yeah, but was there no, like, obviously there was a misunderstanding on her consent, whether she was, like, whether it was consensual at the start and she changed her mind and...
Okay, this is the other thing about, like, her, I guess, changing her mind. Do you think that she changed her mind? Because, there is also this other discussion about how some women might just, like, be like, oh, I'll just have sex with him so that he just leaves me alone.
Yeah.
So, again, we should have that discussion. We should have that discussion, but I do think it was consensual.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think it was right of her to add it to the whole sexual assault.
Yeah.
I don't think she was sexually assaulted.
It's something that needed to be discussed with him, and I think she did in the end, and she said, you know, I didn't feel very comfortable with it, blah blah blah, and he was like, I'm really, really sorry that I didn't, like, didn't really get that from you,
and I think
I should have, and
yeah,
he...
and it was a learning moment for him.
Yeah.
And I think he got it.
Yeah, I think he
so
got
what
it.
It's just so unfair now, because people weren't clapping in a kind of, like, and I'm like, you've all done this. Like,
yeah,
this is
lots
so
of men
unfair.
In this room have probably done way worse.
Way worse. And Aziz is...
But they're like, nope, Aziz, you idiot.
You got caught.
You.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, literally. So, and then everyone clapped for James Franco. And I was like, this is wild. This is crazy. There was just silence for Aziz. And yeah. That
difficult.
Was... We made it through.
We did, just...
Just about.
I want to talk about the wearing black on the red carpet at the Golden Globes.
Okay. And roses at the Grammys.
Yeah, the white roses at the Grammys. Do you think that it has helped the movement, the conversation? Do you think that the whole conversation will continue? Will the momentum keep going?
The wearing black thing wasn't... It was nice. It was like a nice touch. But it wasn't that deep.
Yeah.
It was a sort of a way of showing, I guess, solidarity and, like, marking the beginning of change. So I quite like that.
Mm.
Do I think things are going to change? I think they have to. Yeah, I think they have to. Because I think what's happening now is women are coming together, and we've had so many cases where people are like speaking up and saying, oh, that's actually not right, we can't keep this silent. And I think women are now having like better support networks in Hollywood, and I hope that this, we should talk about like other industries next, but yeah. So I think that things have to change, because I think now what's happening is also that, when I hope what's happening is that men are now very cautious of like their own behavior.
Yeah.
Like I said, at the moment, I think what's happening is they're cautious out of fear of being caught. Yeah. And I don't know if it's really changed people's minds, and people just want to be on the right side of the movement now. So yeah, people are just scared.
Yeah.
Of being put in like the same box as like Harvey Weinstein. And you do see it slightly, I don't want to say ruining people's careers, but it's, but it is. Mm. Let's be honest. I don't know that, like, Master of None has been postponed.
Really?
Yeah. I guess the press is just so bad. I don't think Harvey Weinstein's going to work again. I don't think Kevin Spacey will ever work again.
Kevin Spacey will never work again.
The lengths they went through to wipe him out of that film.
It's mad. Like, it is mad.
It's actually, they did it in 9 days. Can you imagine?
It's impressive. And the funniest thing is,
and then he just gets, I guarantee it, because Kevin Spacey is an incredible actor.
Yeah.
I reckon this would have been his Oscar film. And the Oscars were like, do you know what? Christopher Plum wasn't even that good, but let's just give him a nomination.
Just to rub salt into that wound.
Let's just twist that.
Because I read a review that was like, I know Christopher Plummer's come into this project late and he didn't have the time to really prepare for that, like, role. And he's, but there's some emotion lacking in it. I don't know the full story of it.
Listen, the film is good, but Christopher Plummer is not the best thing about the film.
Yeah.
So I was shocked when it got nominated.
The reviewer was,
but then
like,
I was like, do you know what? Fair enough. Like, they did this on purpose.
Yeah, I think the reviewer was like, I imagine that Spacey's performance was quite good, but we'll never see that.
I imagine it was better. Yeah. Like, I'm not being funny. Like, I imagine it was better, but he will never work again. The length that they've got, I think they're going to kill him off House of Cards. And the way it ended, they can kill him off. I don't know if you saw the last season.
No.
He basically leaves the White House. He gets fired.
Okay.
So
they could just say up.
So they and then Claire killed. Becomes president. I hope Claire kills him. That would be really satisfying.
Okay.
So satisfying.
And what's going on with Dustin Hoffman now? Like, I read something about
what
him
is
ages
going
ago,
on?
And people just stopped talking about it.
Do tell. Did this all start with Cosby? We forgot about him.
Bill Cosby. I typed in Dustin Hoffman into Twitter and it said the
he still works. He has nerve. I think James Franco has
slapped Meryl Streep. Apparently when they were making Kramer versus Kramer,
yeah,
he slapped her without warning in the first take of her first movie she made.
Dustin Hoffman. I think he's also said
wasn't it part of the scene?
Yeah, but you don't actually slap. Unless you've been instructed to.
She said in an interview it was overstepping.
Yeah, unless you've been asked to do that and both parties have agreed.
Mm. Oh, interesting. Well, yeah. So
just treatment of women in general, really.
I don't know. Well,
do you think this is going to affect the wider society now? Because I think things are starting to be questioned in Hollywood. But I still think we have a long way to go in like the rest of the world.
Yeah, as much as wearing black is lovely and it's nice to show solidarity, I get it.
I think it marks the start of change in Hollywood. It
marks the start of change there, but I liked that they tried to bring activists, women from other industries. Like, there was a woman from like the American Agricultural Trade Union or something like that that had gone with one actress, because Emma Watson brought a woman who is like head of a BME women's charity with her, and so they all brought their activists with them.
Yeah,
it was a nice touch, but I don't think that anything real will happen until the base conversation about how you externalize your discomfort until that conversation has been had, you know, the one relating to Aziz.
Yeah.
Of how...
That's more about, like, the nuances. And that's what's, that's the conversation we maybe should be having.
That, because... I think that is the conversation that will start to change how people see what is right, what is wrong.
Exactly. Because people are like, well, I don't rape people, so I'm fine.
Yeah. And it's not about if you rape people. It's if you make people feel uncomfortable, coerced.
It's about how women are seen and treated. And the fact that we're still sort of seen as, like, second-class citizens. And I think that's, and what the structures in place that actually of like why that actually exists, and a lot of people still don't believe that that is true. Which is where the problem is. So that's not going to change. Like, you can, like, yeah, well done, you don't rape people. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? That's not
and the conversation, the problem at the moment with the justice system here, and that convicted rapist who is apparently being freed after not very long at all. I think his name is John Warboys. And that was in
the taxi driver.
Yeah. And that was in the same week that the US gymnastic team doctor.
Oh my gosh.
Jailed for hundreds of years.
Because I watched. That's how you should do it. Let's just say. When I watched. Did you watch the speeches?
I was
in such a weird mood for the whole day after watching that. Like, I just cannot believe that someone felt so free to do that.
Yeah.
For so many years. It blows my mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
In front of their parents. Like, it. Oh my God. In front of their parents. Like, it's actually so...
Yeah, the fact that he was saying, you know, hearing all of this is making me upset. Well, you've made how many girls feel trapped, upset, disgusted,
traumatized? Like, you, oh my gosh.
And a lot of these girls, when they start gymnastics, they're so young, they're children.
They're like six.
Yeah. And they've had to bear that for however many years and not say anything.
It's, oh my gosh. And the US gymnast, and that's like the one doctor. For the whole team, he would, like, travel with them.
Mm. It's mad that he was left with them. And did you hear about this ranch that they'd been using for, like...
No.
So, like, I don't know if it's, like, a training camp that before you go on a big tour or whatever, or a big competition, you go to this base and you train and you get fit and get prepped. And he was based there with them at some point before a competition, and that's where a lot of these things were going on. You know, people would be watching TV in the lounge and he would be in the kitchen.
And the thing is, we are like, oh, he's a monster, this is disgusting, but this is our, and he is, but this is our society. We create men like this. Okay, so I've got a little quote from a book I'm currently reading, which is coming out in March.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by Laura Bates, who many of you would have heard of, like, from the Everyday Sexism movement. Read Everyday Sexism. The book is amazing. But this is her second book, which is called this is her third book, which is called Misogynation. And, okay, this is just a little snippet. So she says, research shows that parents interrupt girls more often than boys, and that boys are more likely to speak up in the classroom. When children are taught that girls are particularly bad at certain subject or activity, their performance declines accordingly. So what impact does that have when we tell them, for example, that boys are naturally good at science, or sell them t-shirts that say, I'm too pretty to do maths? By subjecting girls to sexism, harassment and assault before they're old enough to question it, we ingrain in them the notion that they are second-class citizens and must accept this behaviour as part of life. This is basically, the earlier chapter was talking about assault in, like, schools. So she says, when sexual assault becomes a normal part of the school day, we send the clear message that it's a normal part of daily life too. While excusing and praising boys and blaming girls for everything, that sexual harassment to dress code violations, we teach them that women's bodies are men's to use, and that the fault lies with the victims, not the perpetrators. And I think that's what we need to be having. That's the conversation we need to be having in, like, the wider society.
Yeah.
Because, that's how people like Harvey Weinstein and what was his name? Nasser. That's how they
That's
how this it's our society that's created these monsters.
Yeah.
Because he walks around thinking that he can do this to women freely and get away with it.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
And that women will be blamed. And
but I think there is hope now.
Do you think so?
Well, that as our generation gets older, grows up, I feel like most of my friends and I, we feel that we have the power to say when we aren't happy or
to stop it.
Yeah, and to stop.
And I think the NASA case was such a good example of what a woman's voice can also do and the power that can have.
I read something about Simone Biles though.
Yeah, she didn't feel comfortable coming.
She didn't want to speak.
Yeah, okay. But she.
But she also was abused by him.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Awful.
It's actually like it's shocking
because that should have been like the best time of their lives when they were in London.
Yeah, and you saw like I remember those Olympics like. It was incredible. Like, she was winning everything. And you're like, oh, this is amazing. But you just don't really know what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know what's... And I think have that... one of the quotes from, I think it was Michaela Maroney, and she said, like, the quite tall, dark hair... Maybe it was Ali.
Ali.
Yeah. Maybe. It was Ali. I think it was Ali. Because I don't think Michaela spoke.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But I think Ali said, you know, London... was a horrible time for some of us.
Oh my gosh, that's like...
Because even though you're winning and you're the top of your game, if you know that you're going back and the same thing is going to keep happening in the doctor's room, then that's going to taint those memories and those dreams forever. Horribly sad.
But yeah, I agree with you. I think people are feeling maybe more empowered.
Yeah.
Women are.
And I feel like young people in school
and I think
now.
Men will catch up later, to be honest. I really don't think that I still think that men are, at the moment, are operating in like more of fear
rather than wanting to do something. It's just keep my name out of it.
Of course there are men who want to do something,
yeah,
but it's just like, oh my gosh, I can't, I need to be really careful now. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Instead of like, I am a problem. Yeah, I think women feeling empowered to speak up is a good place to start.
Yeah. However awkward it is, you just say the word.
Yeah.
Just say the word. You know, it can be. But I like countless conversations with friends of had to say this, had to do this to
really?
Get myself out of an awkward. Yeah, it just happened. Like. Among a group of girls, I'm sure everybody's got a story where they're like, oh, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Get myself out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's sad that so many people have to feel a bit uncomfortable. But
and the fact
good.
Is that men don't really have to, I don't think, have that experience as much as women do.
As much, no.
And
I'm
we
sure
can
they
be
do,
pests.
But, yeah.
We can be pests in a way that's not threatening. That's the difference.
Mm.
You know, you're being a pest. You could also like, do you know what I mean? Like, you have the power to rape someone. It's so different. Like, it's
It's
just not really the same.
Yeah. So the response to those stories needs to change. It shouldn't just be like, oh, you know, it's what guys are like, isn't it? It should be like,
and I'm
bit
sure.
Of a creep.
I'm sure by the time we upload this episode, there'll be like...
There'll be another one.
There'll be a few more.
I just hope it's not any of the people that I really
like,
respect. Denzel.
Denzel.
Bryan Cranston.
We need to protect...
Tom Hanks.
Oh my gosh, Tom Hanks, no.
Morgan Freeman.
Stormzy.
Well, I'm not going to say look after yourselves because don't protect yourself if you've been bad.
If you've been bad, I would rather know about it.
But I hope that you are acting in the way that you portray
the
outside world. So that's the end of our conversation on Time's Up, the Me Too movement. I know that we definitely can't cover everything in 1 hour or less, but I hope that we've scratched the surface a little bit. Let us know if you've got any opinions on that on our Twitter at offtopicpoduk.
Yeah, and we will see you again
2 weeks' time.
In 2 weeks' time.
For
we will continue the conversation. I will say that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And I'm sure there'll be further developments by then that we can touch on.
Exactly. So do make sure you're following us. See you in 2 weeks for another topic.
Yeah, secret topic.
Secret topic, which because we might not know what it is.
Just quite yet.
Okay. So see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.